Hey guys, welcome back to We Watch Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Egon.
This is a new background. special thanks to my wife for putting this board up because I'm too little of a man to have done it myself. But I did paint these goddamn walls, Jim.
So let me in the fucking house!
Tell me you want me. Do you want me? Tell me you want me right now. And I want you to tell me that you want me. Tell me you want me, and then I'm gonna get inside of you. Tell me you want me.
Cool.
Before we get into this Patreon review today, which is requested by Trish Murray today. Trish is a fellow horror writer, so if you guys, anybody out there is looking for someone to write on their blog or whatever, Trish is a badass writer. She's a cool fucking chick, and much appreciation to you. We have made changes to the Patreon, by the way. We're going to start doing something weekly now where we're going to draw names of our top tier Patreons. We're going to draw a name out of a fucking bowl.
Hat?
Like we used to do when we played wrestlers as kids. We would literally write all the wrestlers'
good
names down, pick them up, and whoever that was, that's who you had to be. Sometimes it was great and you got Stone Cold Steve Austin. Sometimes you got Goldust and everybody made fun of you.
Or you got Andre the Giant.
And if you were fat,
great guy, but
it made you feel bad about yourself. But yeah, we're going to start doing that. We're going to start doing live streams just for our top tier Patreon members every month at the end of the month. So definitely check out our Patreon, guys. The link's in the description below. We got some cool ass deep dark shit for you. So Trish picked an awesome movie as her first one. She's got Fear and Bush. Bush is in this movie.
Bush
too.
Was in this movie a lot.
Bush was the main star of the film.
Yeah, the soundtrack's amazing, first off, okay? Fear, you can't have Fear without Bush being involved.
Yeah.
And Bush was involved. But Bush was involved, the band, not the fucking... But anyhow, yes.
I see what you mean. I was confused.
But anyhow.
Vagina hair.
Honestly, Mark Wahlberg's performance was top notch. This and Rockstar, two favorite Mark Wahlberg performances, period.
It was very, very cringy at times.
But I don't think that he was still raw as an actor, you could tell. But he was just, you know, incorporating his Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch days into the role. Every time he talked, you know, I just wanted him to like, yeah.
Yeah.
can you feel it, baby?
Where they're on the roller coaster, he's like, feel it.
Yeah. He's just fucking doing it. He's doing, I mean, it's not much really of a stretch for him. I think he's like that anyway. I don't think that was much of a stretch for him to be that character, but
he needs to learn how to kiss, though.
God, you know the fact that
he—I know from
Velociraptors her fucking face, like their first kiss.
He literally sucks her cheek.
Yeah, it's like Tales from the Hood episode. Like he starts sucking her fucking face, and then she's like. Like, she starts, like, trying to reach up to meet his lips, because it's like, but you can see in her face, she's like, you're not supposed to kiss there.
It's like, Garth, you're sucking my will to live.
He's hoovering the fuck out of her face. As far as Wahlberg's performance goes, it's still it's believable as fuck, because I think, again, that's how Mark Wahlberg just really is. He was just playing himself. by the way, guys. I mean,
this
I don't.
This was pre-famous Mark Wahlberg.
No, I mean, I don't want to bring up old shit.
This was street Mark Wahlberg.
He did curb stop a Puerto Rican.
I mean, that's not funny.
I mean, but he did. I think he was channeling that rage. Whatever that rage was, he had it. And he pulled it off in this movie.
And
better or worse, he did.
That V-shaped body style.
And you know, we said this. What? Yeah. Reese Witherspoon was a complete fucking total dumbass in this movie.
Yeah.
99% of the time.
Yeah.
As much as she's hot as
shit. She's a good actress in the movie.
She's great.
Her character.
Her character was completely fucking oblivious and naive about everything going on. And I understand that she's like 16 and she's not really understanding the world.
And 16-year-olds are stupid.
Yeah. And there are things about her character that you're like, come on. Like, even at 16 years old, you know better.
Oh, red flags everywhere.
Like,
just all over the place.
When Dave and her get together, when he beats the fuck out of your guy friend, and then afterwards tries to explain to you, he's like, I just saw this guy with his paws all over you. What am I supposed to do? I was just reacting. I'd kill anybody to protect you. Instead, you've been like, restraining order. You went, melt in my arms. Like, you were...
If you guys don't know what Fear is, by the way, we didn't even have a plot line for it, but it's been up for forever. It's a 90s movie. It's fucking fantastic. Yeah. You've got to
watch
it.
One of the better ones.
And it still holds up. Like, there's some 90s stuff, like the way they dress, and like the, at one point, the bar they go to, it's like a sandwich shop for like a lunch.
I know. I was like, where was that? And it's like right next door to the high school. They're like, fuck English Lit. Let's go over here to like these 25-year-olds and hang out.
Yeah. And that's where she meets Mark Wahlberg and his crew. And they're like, it's like someone, right before the camera turned on, someone was like, hey guys, act cool. Because they were like, yeah. And his friend comes over and he like fist pounds and he's like, winning's great.
Well, it wasn't just him, dude. Mark Wahlberg stood up with a pull stick and goes,
like, and then he looked over at
it. It was so obvious. But again, the 90s. It had the 90s thing going for it.
At another point, they go to.
He even had his black shirt tucked in with the big belt buckle.
I own that shirt.
I know. Oh my God. So much respect lost. Look like negative 10
in that shirt. But
achievement unlocked. That song that comes on in the dance club, I've been trying to find that song. It's in Double Dragon,
you
too.
You would.
No, it's in Double Dragon also. The one
that makes it okay.
With Scott
Wolf. Makes it a good song.
Yeah.
It was in Double Dragon.
What's wrong with the blue one? My name is Papa Shago. But that's the song that goes.
You remember? That was pretty good.
No. But that was, I've always tried to find that song and I can't find it. If you guys know the name of that song, put it down in the comments because I'm going to own it on iTunes. Like, and the way he's looking at her, like, I mean, I guess some girls would find that attractive, but that was like, I want to just see what you taste like after I fucking refrigerate you later.
It was weird. Like Mark Wahlberg as American Psycho was like, I want to stab you to death and play in your blood.
Well, the bearded dude that looks like Rob Zombie's second cousin that Alyssa Milano is all into.
That guy was scary though in the end. I mean, I don't know if scary.
Well, I want to know.
For them, he was scary.
Alyssa Milano is pretty damn hot. Like, is there a thing with really attractive girls that they go after these Rob Zombie looking motherfuckers?
When you mix the beard with the perm,
well, he had
it going on.
He looked like hepatitis A.
Oh man, but he was like, I remember that one scene when they're at the carnival and he's making out with Alyssa Milano.
Oh yeah,
there's like, so much making out in this movie. Like everybody's like, he looked like Mickey Mantle calling a shot or Babe Ruth. But it was terrible. Like, but he was really creepy. I mean, he looked like he had crabs on his face. Mm-hmm. I don't even think you can get face crabs.
Yeah, you can. Face crabs? I think you can.
Can you get crabs?
Well, look how big his bush was.
Is it just lice? Yeah,
a huge
face
bush
or bed bugs?
What?
I don't know.
David, I don't want to beat around the bush. I came to tell you that you're gonna stop seeing Nicole.
William Peterson is great in this movie, and the movie opens up with a shot of him running, and the whole purpose of this shot is just to show that he's cool too. Like he's in good shape. He's a dad trying to protect his little girl, but he's always away on business and on cordless telephones because it's the 90s and hanging up and throwing. Like, Alyssa Milano bends over in that chair
with her butt cheek showing. Yeah,
and the dad's like, "Oh,
I'm happy. Do not look." And then he's like, and then Mark Wahlberg's like,
"Yeah."
And but he does. Mark Wahlberg's character is very manipulative. I mean, that's one of the main staple points about him. He's manipulative. He knows how to get what he wants. Everybody else, they're convinced that he's this like really sweet, honest, normal dude. But then in that scene, when you know, in his little fucking cigar room, he's like, when old dude is checking out her butt cheek, he's like, yeah.
But her dad looked like he just saw an ISIS beheading. He was like,
yeah, but he's like, because his boner was showing. He was like, but anyhow, by the way,
is that your dick?
Neither Alyssa Milano or Reese Witherspoon was 16 during the filming of this movie. There's no
Everyone was 37.
They're developed. Yeah, there's no way. Anyhow, Steve gets pissed because at one point David says, hey, Nicole! Bring me a Coke!
Yeah, that's what
and
you do.
Only I yell at my daughter to bring me a Coke. It goes from there, from that point, and then it kind of slowly arches up to the next level, and it does it masterfully. I mean, you would have said, okay, he's kind of creepy and fucked up, but maybe there's a happy ending. Maybe there's a sad tale. But then Bush comes on and says, I'm a machine head. And you're like, okay.
As soon as you hear that, boom, boom, boom,
fuck! But they do it really well. They
love and hate! I just hear that.
That's a great song. Yeah, it's amazing music.
It's all Bush the whole time. What this movie's not afraid to do is get really fucking awkward. The sex stuff is so awkward. But you see this relationship unfold. Like,
just like my sex
life. You know what? I think I just unlocked that. Like, yeah. I think I just unlocked that in my own brain. Like, I think one of the reasons this movie works so well is because it takes every base of, like, a high school relationship. Because you see him meet, you see him kiss for the first time, you see her get fingered for the first time, which is on a roller coaster. It's the most famous fingering scene
of all
time.
Yeah, but fuck him for, like setting her up for like future relationships. Like now, she, like every time that she's with a guy, she's like, "Are we gonna go on a roller coaster or Ferris wheel?" Like, fuck no,
I can't get off.
Can I just not like do this on your couch?
I can only get off at the tip of the beast.
Six Flags, it's playtime.
Yeah, it's like well,
right before it goes down.
I'm sorry that you were disappointed.
But yeah, that is a classic scene, and especially because they
was played, it Wild Horses?
Yeah, Wild Horses. It was Bush and Wild Horses the entire movie, like over and over again.
So if you guys ever hear Wild Horses, you better get your fucking cocks out right. Because she expects the man.
Like the first sex scene, like the parents are away, so she gives him the code, which comes into play later. Cool. He knows how to access the security code. And it makes it fun because they set it all up where he has these reinforced doors and he has this super lockdown house and he's all about family security. That's what he does. And it seems like it's impenetrable, like his daughter, but it's all penetrable, like his daughter. I don't think anybody will ever talk about that with this movie, but if you rewatch it and just pay attention, it's edited really, really well. Like the beats are on fucking point. Yeah. The way that their relationship goes up, like I said, you go from first base to second base, you see him have sex, you see the dad find the condom on the floor. Like it's like this heartfelt scene, and they're like, oh, it's okay, honey, it's gonna be all right, and they're crying, but then he finds the condom. And when he sees the condom on the floor, he's like, you know what, you fucking bitch, you're staying in the fucking house.
Yeah, he did. He like stands up immediately, he's like, you can talk to me if you want to, daughter. And then she's like, about what, dad? He's like, don't give me that, bitch! I'm not a father, so I don't know. But at that point, oh, if I was a dad and I saw that with my 16-year-old daughter with some piece of shit asshole kid like that, that they had just boned when I specifically told her that only her and Tobias could be in the house together. Like, I don't want to downplay Mark Wahlberg's performance because Mark Wahlberg sells the shit out of it. That weird guy in high school that, you know, her best friend, and he's like, did you see his eyes? Like, it scared me. Like, this was a movie. And watching Mark Wahlberg stare him down in the cafeteria, I was scared.
Did you notice that in Mark Wahlberg's bunk where he sleeps, he has on his wall next to him a picture of his mugshot?
Was that the mugshot?
Mark Wahlberg has his own mugshot taped on his wall next to where
he sleeps. That's probably a real mugshot. That's not even fake. That's real. He did curb stop Puerto Rican. So, I'm sorry, it's
over
terrible.
Like, over like a 24-pack
of
Natty
Light. Like, yeah, he did.
Yeah, but no, the dynamic between the dad and him is interesting.
I know about things coming apart at work. Maybe you fucking lost it in that department. I also know you ain't keeping up, so to speak, your end of the bargain with the missus. Because if you were, she wouldn't be all over my stick.
I'm gonna rip your balls off and shove them so far up your ass, they'll come out your fucking mouth. You got that?
And Mark Wahlberg's just standing there going,
that's my favorite part.
I was like, oh shit, what's he gonna do?
I think that whole exchange between the two characters is my favorite part of the entire movie.
And he tattoos Nicole Forever on his chest, and he can't spell ever. It's just even. He couldn't do it one more letter. It was too much pain. He had to go with A.
Going to the home invasion.
It shocked me, dude.
That's another good scene when, you know, he's trying to enter the codes in, and, you know, the dad closes the door, and he's like, you know, I tried to be nice, whatever. He's like, you should just let nature take its course. And in the end, it will anyway. Just let me in your fucking house. Let me in your fucking house.
So let me in your fucking house.
A great scene as well. And like, it almost looked like Mark Wahlberg was going to smile because, like, I think it almost was like he knew he was looking at the camera when he got really close and he was like,
he looked like a fucking graboid.
But
his
face is really wide when
it's
weird.
It's one of those movies I'll always remember where I was the first time I watched it because that home invasion scene threw me the fuck off. Like, this was like Cruel Intentions with some edge to it for a minute there. And like, there's a very Michael Myers scene, by the way, when he chases down the friend in the woods and snaps his fucking neck.
That was badass.
He
was
like,
and
you got some backstory too because he's like, you know, I just keep going to prison. They keep putting me in walls and every time they put up a wall, I break down the wall. And then he's like, now I'm going to push your fucking wall.
And then Pink Floyd comes on.
He snaps his neck in the fucking...
Teacher, leave those kids alone.
And then, but no, I remember where I was because like that was, I don't know if it was the first home invasion scene I'd seen, but I remember it scared me and it came out of nowhere because these guys are at every edge of the house. Like, it's at night, this family's locked in, they cut that fucking dog's head off, which is ballsy. They're at every wall, like they're drilling into the walls, they're hitting the walls with like timber, they're on the ceiling grabbing their dicks and stuff, and they tie the family up, and it's just, it was a really scary scene. Like, it was scary. The first time I saw it, it scared me. Like, that's weird to say about
just
what
just
scary,
a typical high school party, you crazy kids.
I always imagined my sister's boyfriends doing this, and I was fucking ready, because I would just turn on Machine Head. But,
they go away.
But ultimately, the dad gets the final say, though, because he brings him up there, and it's creepy as anything else, because he's got him up there, he's like, time to give away the bride or whatever, and he's going to kill her. He's like, Nicole, don't you want this?
You will forever hold your peace.
Yeah. They get in a fist fight, which is what you want in a 90s movie. You want it to end in a fist fight where the good guy gets beat up for a few minutes, gets his ass kicked by a bigger guy than he is, and then he rises to the occasion and kills the motherfucker.
I do like how they... you know, they were showing the intensity and the predator-like aspects of Mark Wahlberg when even the father, when he was grabbing Mark Wahlberg, trying to prevent him from getting to Reese Witherspoon, you could just see this one focus on her, and he's still trying to move forward and trying to go after her, even though he's got this threat underneath of him, but there's only one laser point thing in his mind is to get to her, no matter what, and that's fucking scary. Like, it's kind of like a Michael Myers situation, because Michael Myers has one focus to get to Jamie or Lori, whoever it may be, to destroy him. And it doesn't matter what's in front of him, it's just an obstacle to get to the ultimate goal. So that was a cool little scene, detail that they had in there. Yeah. But yeah, when he finally body slams him, rock bottoms him on the fucking concrete, I thought the motherfucker was going to spit blood, but good vibrations! And then like rise up again, because I mean, you couldn't stop it. He got stabbed in the back with a piccolo, and he didn't die.
It ends so fucking awkwardly, like, because he dies, and then literally he hugs his family, and then the credits roll up, and it's like,
you know what I remember? I was reminded of like old school, like if you were watching this on TBS, and then it would have like the credits rolling really fast, and then it would shift over like this, and then it would have a guy going, tonight on Seventh Heaven. You're right. It just didn't really.
I thought of Halloween too, because like he hits the ground, and the whole family's up in the room, and Mark Wahlberg's down at the bottom. I wanted him to look over, and then Mark Wahlberg be gone, and then all of a sudden. Halloween ending, that would have been fucking great. But no, dude, this movie's a fucking 9.5 out of 10.
That's what I was going to give it to, 9.5. I mean, it's one of the better movies of the 90s for sure.
Love your fucking faces, and if you're new to the channel, click that subscribe button, and let me in your fucking house!
Whoa.
You didn't see that coming, did you?
Don't be fearful. Subscribe, Nicole.
We watched a movie. Yeah. We watched a movie. We watched it. We watched a movie.